Texte numéro 25. Could Britain face a food shortage in 2021? The UK holds strategic oil reserves equivalent to 90 days of net imports, but doesn't hold strategic food reserves because, according to the government, the food supply chain is highly resilient. The government treats oil as a strategic asset, but food as a matter for the market. So what happens after the Brexit transition on 1st January? The government suggests that the flow of freight through the ports could be reduced by between 20% to 40%, while trucks travelling in either direction could be delayed by up to 2 days. It's a big problem for fresh food. If the ports are congested and the flow of goods reduced, we will need stocks to bridge the gap. Food traders will have to build reserves now and in December to cover the likely shortfall in January. Because of the shift to online sales caused by the pandemic, there is no warehouse capacity left. Now, because non-essential shops are closed, plenty of stock is stuck in warehouses. Any remaining space has been swallowed by Christmas, tinsel, toys and turkeys. The UK Warehousing Association says the situation will quickly become critical. The UK imports 62% of its fresh food, much of it from Europe. We rely on European trade for most of our onions, mushrooms, tomatoes and salad, and for a critical portion of many other vegetables and fruits. In the dead of winter, with trucks stuck at the border, possible tariffs, a weaker pound and no warehouse space, the price of fresh produce could go through the roof and cause potential consumer panic and food shortages. Already, thanks to a combination of austerity and the coronavirus, plenty of people in the UK struggle to afford a good diet. According to the UN, a healthy diet costs 5 times as much as one that is merely adequate in terms of calories. The number of people using food banks this year has risen by nearly a half. Any interruption of supply will hit those in poverty first and worst. Last year, the government claimed it was not responsible for the supply of food and drink to the population in an emergency. That is up to the industry. In other words, little has changed since the Irish famine of the 1840s and the Indian famines of the 1870s. It's the same reckless, uncaring attitude that has helped kill 50,000 people in the pandemic. Because we are leaving the single market and the customs union, the disruption is likely to be brutal. If Brexit causes further economic rupture, the shops are half empty and even the food banks can't find enough supplies, there is a real prospect of chronic hunger. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2020.